Begin the Quran Dab Masech the Shabbos Dab Ayin Tes. Begin on the base. Begin the taste of Masech. Begins the words of the Gemara. Klaf v'duchsustus v'chulu. Just going to explain what are these three types that come up in our sugya of klaf, duchsustus, and gvil. Tes explains that gvil who ur shalom. That's the complete hide of the animal that was not split into two. El sheshir hasar. All it was that you removed the hair of the animal. And says Tes of Ayin Dom Bresh Baba Vasa. This is where we find the Gemara in the beginning of Baba Vasa of Gimel Malv. That when it's talking about the different types of bricks. Gvil is avni dulim mishafin, is the stones that weren't chiseled, weren't straightened out. Amma you see she'in mesukin, when it's not fixed, when it's not really prepared, not really processed, kar gvil, which the same terminology in the hides is the same thing as we find by the bricks. Now, says Taisikush, when you split into two, oisit shikalape sar, the part of the hide that's towards the outside, towards the here, that's called klaf. That's called the klaf, which actually that's the word of klipa, or the outside. And the part of the hide that's when you split is towards the flesh, hu duchsustus. Now, Baimir Ben Tami explains why. Because the balash in Yavin, current lebasser, in Greek, they call meat, the flesh, sustus. And the duch, perish makam. Kamai, like we find duch plan, that place. Oh, lukach, karele, duchsustus, kolema, makam basser. Duch means the place, sustus means flesh, so that's referring to the duchsustus, which is towards the flesh. Now, what Tais is addressing now is that the norm in was to scrape away the outer part of the cloth. So Tais says, with cloth from Shalano, in our parchment, yesh lending cloth, it has a halachic status of cloth. And you could write on it, the side towards the flesh, which is the halachic status of what you're supposed to do with cloth. It says, Taisu, delay kaim, and not like those who say shaklav and shalom, that are parchment. Him duchsustus, they're really duchsustus, libisha megarno umnem hamasakin mais and kalipasnel, yoinem and ishad duchsustus, because really, oh, you see, they scrape away the outer part, which is really those who want to say the cloth, and now you're left with the inner part, which is duchsustus. Says, Taisu, you can't say that, because that would be the case. Heich kaisn alem tvilin. How do then they write on tvilin, the miskin hacha, where the Gemara concludes of it, the tvilin daf kala cloth. One has to be specifically on the cloth, so the scribes who know the halacha, obviously, even though it's scraped away, it obviously does not invalidate from being into the cloth. It's not yet the inner part, which duchsustus, and that's why the kiddum write tefillin on it. Now, Taisa says, v'yesh mefarshim, that those who want to explain, that the cloth of duchsustus, where they are, they're in the mufatzim. They're not treated with the gallnuts in their tanning process. Says Taisa, because that's difficult, because then can, if that would be the case, possible lift will end safe in Tyra, and the Gersa, the Bach takes out the next two words of Tulmas, then how would it, then it would be invalidating to write another Sefer Torah? Why? Because if it's Sefer Torah is called a Sefer Torah, it needs to be called a Sefer. Now, Ulahachi Possum is Evan Megillah. It's for this reason itself that the Gemara in Megillah invalidates the Testament now, looked at Megillah, a Difter, and all around Megillah on a Difter, which is a parchment that was not treated with gall nuts. Mishum the Nikr Sefer, because the Megillah is called a Sefer, and therefore, that should itself invalidate a Sefer Torah. Now, the Kama Mashma, but the Gemara later on sounds like that the Klav and the Chsustos are the Ksherin, are kosher and valid to write on the Sefer Torah. Like the Gemara explains that Braisa that talks about the Chsustos is talking about Sefer Torah. So obviously, you have to say that Klav the Chsustos, that you have to say that they are Mufats and they are treated gold, and it's not like Yeshua Farshim, and therefore that's why it's kosher to write a Sefer Torah. Now, but then says, Ventem, if you say Klav Mishalanu, but so our parchment, Duloya Fitza was not treated with gallnuts. Hechem is kashi. How is that kosher of a Sefer Torah? Didn't we say that a Sefer Torah has to be on a parchment that's treated with gallnuts? So, Baimir Ben Tami says, you're right, although we don't treat with gallnuts, but the tikkun shalanu, chashav ki'iputz, the processing that we do to our parchment is halachically significant, like treating with gallnuts, because we go ahead and we soak it in lime. Chemash Bekumitz Rabbah, so too something from the Gemara Menachas of Lamanavim and Beis, that there are parchments that are kosher, even though they weren't treated with gallnuts. Because the Kabbalah, the Gemara says over there, kera haboba base. In other words, if let's say Sefer Torah was torn and the tear went into two lines of writing, so each of you could stitch it together. But give three lines, I'll eat for then you're not stitch it together anymore. But Tanya Yidach, when then the Gemara asks, I learned in the Braisa, it says, b'sholish yitfer. Three tears, three lines, if it tears, you could stitch it. But dala yitfer, and four you cannot. Says the Gemara, it's not a machlekes. Ha, the two lines is dafitzen. If it was treated with gallnuts, which that has a darker color, and the tear is more disgraceful, so only up on two lines. Hadalaya fits, and one that lets up at three lines is when it wasn't treated with gallnuts. But one thing says, Taisi, you see that Sefer Torah kashav layafits. As you see, that's one of the two cases, it's valid, even if it wasn't treated with gallnuts. How is that possible? Vahayim, but tikkun tev, kishalom, that it was treated and processed a different way, like ours, therefore that will be qualified just like that of the iputs. Now, says Taisi, but perikam of the gittin gabishtar. Another proof is the Gemara in Gittin of Yerav HaMelav regarding a document where the non-Jews, the Persians, signed on it and was given over to the lender in front of the Jewish witnesses. So it's kosher. The Gemara asks, I need a document that cannot be forged. And the Persians, we presume, they write on a parchment that could be forged. The Gemara answers, no, dafitzin is talking about a document that was treated with gold nuts, which cannot be forged. So Mashmid sounds like the Eloi afitzin, that it was not treated with gold nuts, yochel is dayif, that then it can be forged, and therefore a pasuk can be valid. Now, vanan tzahadi, and we could testify, the shalonu, in the yochel is dayif, that our parchments cannot be forged, even if it's not treated with gold nuts. Says Taisus, obviously we see based on Svara, the chashav ka'afetz, obviously whatever it is that we treat it with, is halachically considered significant as it's treated with gold nuts, and therefore has the same halachic status. So Taisus explained that gvil is the complete hide itself, without being split into two. Then the inner part is the chsustus, the outer part is the cloth. And they wrote the Yesh Mefarshim and wanted to say cloth and the chsustus are not treated with gold nuts, and Taisus rejected that interpretation. Also Taisus wrote that our parchment is like Mufatsin because we treat and we process something that's the equivalent of that. Phoenix says the master begins the words of Gemara Baham Mikdani safe in the Chulu, which is going to explain that why didn't the Gemara ask from the Brais itself in the ratio to the Seifa? And that is because we had this discussion regarding what's considered the halacha of cloth. And we said that Tereta Parsha Gitana, which is Shema Yisrael, the Gemara asked, I in the Brais, it says Tereta Mezuzah. So the Gemara says, what's mezuzah? It's mezuzah shebitfon, which is the Parsha Ketana. Then the Gemara asks, I have to say for that price, it says, klav is Parsha Ketana shebitfon. So on the one hand, the ratio says mezuzah, Sefer says Parsha Ketana. Sounds like those are two different things. So obviously, when you say in the ratio mezuzah, it means literally mezuzah. So it sounds like from the Gemara that the question is, that since mezuzah was said in the ratio, obviously it means literally mezuzah. So then the original question goes back, the Mishnah says it's klav, meaning is Parsha Shema, and the Braisa sounds like Mezuzah. What bothers Taisus is, why are you asking the Braisa on the Mishnah to have a Muslim Mifra? Then you could have asked Braisa Gufa. The Braisa itself is a contradiction, Rashla Seifa. When the Rashla is saying it's to write a Mezuzah, and the Seifa it's, no, one Parsha, not Shema, but Shema, just Shema. Now, but in Mashma, it sounds like the Gemara, the Mastidim had Lefruchi. The Gemara is going back to ask on the Mishnah. So why? Why are you asking the Mishnah when you can ask a contradiction of the Braisa itself? So I'm going to read it. He says, the Chimetino, we find this like the Gemara B'Matzid of Lamazayim Manav, Gabi Burami Gezla Gezla B'Chul. And the Gemara poses a contradiction where we learn in the Mishnah, if someone says to two people, I stole from one of you, and I don't know who I stole from. So he has to give this one a month, that one a month. The Gemara has to contradict the Mishnah that says, the Yavamis that says, you stole from five people, you don't know who. So this one says, you stole from me, this one says, you stole from me. He just puts in front of them and he just leaves. That's the Rib Tarfan. Now, Mimai, the Masnit Rib Tarfan. And where do we know that the Mishnah, that the Gemara is asking a question, so how do you know it's a contradiction to say that that Mishnah is repairing and different contradiction of Tarfin? But he told me Allah that he v'chulu because we learned in regards to that Mishnah that Zivamas, that says Tarfin agrees when he says to two people, I stole from one of you a mana, and I don't know which one. He gives to each one a mana in a situation where he comes and admits on his own that he stole from one of them, then Tarfin agrees he gives to each one a mana. So since the Mishnah above Mitzi is talking about a situation where he comes and he admits on his own, so if so, so too Rib Tarfin agrees for the Allah that said over there that he gives to each and every one. So that's typical Mishnah about Metziah to Mishnah about Yibamis, where the Mishnah teacher of Tarfin that holds that no, you just put it in front of me, you could just leave. Now, says Taisim, I have a Matzal Mefrach, Hanu Tarte Adadi. And the Gemara could have asked from the Mishnah Yibamis that says you place the Gzeil in front of them and you leave, on the price that says, on this Mishnah itself, that says that if he admits on his own, he has to give to each and every one. So, seemingly it's difficult. What's the Svarat to be Mechalik? And the Gemara does not ask that. Rather, Uparcha Masnin Da Mafkid asks on the Mishnah and Perka Mafkid, which says that you have to give to each and every one. Obviously, that's the norm for the Gemara, to ask him on the Mishnah or Braisa on a different one, even though you could have asked on the internal contradiction of it itself. Here also, therefore, it's not a wonder why the Gemara doesn't ask in the Braisa itself, and rather, according to the way Taisa understands it, asks from the Braisa on the Mishnah. The next Taisa Master begins the words of the Gemara. It's now we learn the Mishnah. Klaf, the parchment, is Kedilich the Love of Chulu. To write the Pasha Ketana of the Tfum. Taisa can explain the Gemara's question. Says Taisa, Ein Lafarsh, don't explain the Hachipach, that this is the Gemara's question. Minanokid klav, and the fact that the wording of the Mishnah is that it's parchment. Oh, machlav the dechsustus loy. Obviously, that it's telling us that you'd not be able to write the Parsha Ketana on dechsustus. Obviously, because dechsustus is not kosher for tefillin. Says Taisa, no, that's not the interpretation. Because the Mekane, if that would be the case, meaning, and that would be difficult on Rav, who says that you're allowed to write tefillin on dechsustus, which is what the Gemara is going on. Says Taisa, no, you can't say that. Because the Mekane, if that would be the case, then Lael. Previously, the Gemara had asked the question It says in the Mishnah, you carry out the klav this year is to be able to write a parashat and Shabbat Shalom. That contradicts the Brice that says that the klav and the chsusas this year is to write a mezuzah. Or the Mishnah of the Gemara answers, my mezuzah, what do you mean mezuzah? It means mezuzah Shabbat Shalom. It means the scroll and Tvom, meaning the parashat and Shabbat Shalom. Now, if you say that you could infer from the fact that it doesn't say the chsusas, that's why the chsusas is not the shear like klav, so then what's the Gemara answering? That mezuzah means mezuzah shabbat tefillin, but a contradiction must be the Mishnah is still difficult on the brisa because the klav. The Mishnah says that the measurement is for parchment is the tefillin. It sounds like and not the chsusas. Yet a brisa in the center shield the chsusas klav. Yet the brisa says that the shear of the chsusas is just like klav. So rather says teisa elahacha samach abrisa el. Rather over here, what the Gemara is asking from, it's relying on the brisa brought previously. In other words, the Gemara's intention is to ask. We concluded in the previous sugya. They would ask from the Mishnah and the Brisa, and we answered that what the Brisa was saying was the chsus is to write on the mezuzah, and klav is to write the parashat on Shabbat Tzvon. Obviously, the chsus is not kosher b'tzvon. That's typical in Rav, who he says that's kosher b'tzvon. Tanak says the Master begins with the Gemara, Idi v'Idi mezuzah. They're both going on the mezuzah. Hadachas v'vechulu. Tanak comes to explain why we're saying Idi v'mezuzah when you could just say Idi v'Idi atzvon. That is because the Gemara, but again, Rav's halacha that the chsus is kosher to write tefillin. So the Gemara asks, when in the process of the Gemara, says, how can you say, the Gemara went through a discussion that, well, first we started with a brisa. Halacha mesh mesinai, that tefillin is written on the cloth. And this is on the chsus. Obviously, the chsus is not kosher tefillin. The Gemara says, no, the brisa only talking about like a tefillin. Rav's talking about b'diavid. B'diavid, if you're writing tefillin, the chsus is going to be kosher. The thing was, Iwan the Bryce says, if you deviate, it's possible. The Gemara says, no, that's going to mezuzah. If you deviate with mezuzah, but tefillin, if you deviate, it's going to be kosher. Iwan the Bryce says, the machine, mezuzah, mezuzah, possible. And mezuzah, mezuzah, seemingly one's going on the tefillin, one's going on the mezuzah. Obviously, you see that tefillin that's written on the mezuzah is going to be possible. But I think my answer is, which I told you the mass is going on, no, both are going mezuzah. Shin, mezuzah, mezuzah means to say, if he wrote on the mezuzah on the outer part, or he wrote on the cloth towards the if you wrote in the chsusas regarding the inner part, or on the cloth, even on the outer part. But that's what you're going to say, a milo come away, and the Gemara say, you'd be out tefillin, that they're both going out tefillin, cloth, but mokum seir. You could say the parchment regarding where the outer part, because we know tefillin has to be in the inner part. And the chsusas, but mokum bolster. And regarding the chsusas, even going on the inner part, but that's because on the chsusas. So why are you saying it's both in the chsusas? You could say just as well, both aren't tefillin. So it's tefillin, what you could say is, the nichle le kiyuma le shenui kama. The Gemara preferred to sustain the previous Gemara's answer. The Shane, the Amazuzah, that was saying that the second one was on that we're going to say that the second one's also going to be going on Amazuzah. But since that's right, who had not about Muslim name, Idi V'Idi Tefillin, could have just easily said both on Tefillin, that wouldn't be difficult for what we're saying. But the Gemara just prefers to maintain its previous assertion that and it was saying that it was going on, that one that you change is going to be possible Amazuzah. So you would say that this answer is also going to be Idi V'Idi, is going to be on Amazuzah. The next says the Master, that begins the words of the Gemara. But the B'chai Machshir, B'chai says Kasher. Tzitz can come to explain that why doesn't Rav also say then that Klaf is like the Chsustas? And that is the Braisa says, this Machleik is, that if you change one on the other one, Tanakama says it's going to be possible. And we have a B'chai that he says, no, Mishin B'zeh B'zeh, it's going to be Kasher. So then says Tzitz is, when Tzitz begin to say, V'isav Rav Ker B'chai, if it's true, like we bring the Tanakh for support for Rav from like Ker B'chai, so then he says, either one you change is going to be kosher. So why is he saying only write tefillin on the chsus is kosher? Leminami klaveri k'duchsus, he should say also the parchment like the chsus. This means to say, just like the chsus is kosher mezuzah, so the klav is kosher mezuzah. So why is he only saying half the halacha? So it says, what you could say is that Rav Mefarshi explains, Rav Achai Lemefarshi, let tefillin, he explains that no, Rav Achai, when he was saying that it's going to be kosher, was only on half of it, only on the one regarding tefillin, not regarding that of the mezuzah. K'tinek tez demastad begins with the Gemara Elav, rather, isn't it going at tefillin? So he's going to explain that why is the word ksava in the feminine. The Braisa said, if you write on paper, it's going to be a puzzle. The Gemara wants to say that the Braisa is talking about tefillin. That bothers Taisa. Why is it in the feminine? But tefillin is a masculine terminology. It says, Taisa, how the mezuzah is it's going on the scroll in tefillin. The mezuzah is a feminine terminology, therefore it says, kesavo. The next Taisa's master is going to the Gemara, tefillin at gvil, because we need to write tefillin on this gvil. So he's going to explain that why didn't we learn the Mishnah of this Megillah, other differences that there are between Svarim and tefillin and mezuzahs. Now the Gemara told us that tefillin are not written on the gvil. And the truth is that you cannot write mezuzah on the gvil. So Bob the taste is, he says, Mem Temi, if you're going to say, come in the Megillah, this was the Megillah of Chasim base. It says, Ein Bein Svarim. There's no difference between Svarim, which refers to the Sefer Tanakh, which are written on parchment, There's no difference between them and Letzvilna Mezuzas. Ella, Shasvam Nechtam B'chaloshin. These Svam could be written in any language. Letzvilna Mezuzas, on the other hand, Enech Tavis Ella B'loshin Ashuris. It's only written in the Ashuri script. On that, as Tais says, Am I like a Tani Nami Wadmi Loin Osa Shetvilna Mezuzas Enech Tavis Ella Gvil, like we brought here in our studio, that Tvilna Mezuzas cannot be written on the Gvil, in contrast to Sefer Tari. Why is that not mentioned as another difference? So Ben-Marie says, the reason why we didn't say it, although that is another difference, is Mishum Delim, as we see in our sugya, that the Sefer Torah we said is okay with Gvil. Mishum Delim Misli B'Gvil Mechatam. The truth is because they're not invalid, the Tvilna Mezuzahs, to be written on Gvil for the same reason. El Mishum Shazed Dina Meklav. Tvilna can't be written on Gvil because they have to be on Klav. V'Zeh B'Duchsusas and Mezuzah because they're Duchsusas. So it's not the same reason, therefore we're not going to say it in that contrast. Avahadim Mechtam Ashuri is in contrast that this that they have written Ashuri have Mechatam, and that's for one reason. Because Ashuri has a Megillah, like the Gemara expands, where it says in the pasuk Behayu, which means Vav Yasa Yehud, they should be in their state as they're written in the Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore that's going to be what we're going to say in the contrast to that of the Svam. Voy Morva says to him because the Fula Atzman and Yeshamim, even not only in their conscience the Svam they're not the same, even in their own rights they're not the same. Shazal Aklav, where on the one that Tvilna is on parchment, Bezal Duxusim is on Duxusim, therefore they don't share a uniformity, then we're not going to use that as a contrast with the Svam. But okay, so that took care of our sugya. But once Tais introduced it, he says, "Mi yukasha weber." The difficulty is that the muscle of misni, we could have said another difference. Shasvam nechtav na on the yar svarm of Torah and the vim ksubim can be written on paper sheino machik as long as it cannot be erased. Because Tais explains the dafka on yar machik puzzle sefer Torah specifically on erased paper. That okay, that's where sefer Torah is invalid. As the gemara being set in sefer of a tefillin and nechtav me lal arin conscious tefillin can only be written on cloth. So therefore, why wasn't that said as a disparity? But on that sense, we're talking, you have to analyze, because if you shaman parakam in the Megillah, if one looks over there, actually sounds like over there that Svam also has to be written on Ur. And if you'll say like the Yishalmi, then it's not difficult, because then you don't have the difference between Svam and Tvilna Mezuzahs, because all of them have to be written only on Ur. But what Bava says now is that this, that it sounds like the Gemara said the Sefer, that the Svam could be written on paper as long as it's not erased. Then tell me if you're gonna say New Yorkshire Machuk, but that paper, even if it's not erased, Nami Lip possible Sefer Torah, it should be invalid for Sefer Torah. Why? Because if it's Slim Megillah, the Saita. Just like the Megillah, the scroll of the Saita, of the suspected adulterous woman, that the Gemara says that it's invalid to be written on Niyar, on paper, because Mishum Dechsib Besefer. It calls it in the Torah Besefer, in the Sefer, and in the Niyar paper is not a Sefer. So a Sefer Torah, which is for sure called Sefer, should for sure be invalid to be written on Niyar, even that's not Mochik. So since that Venero, it seems the Niyar Namik telling the Megillah the Saita, the truth is no, it is valid on Niyar, and that is called a Sefer. This that the Megillah of the Saita is invalid to be written on the Niyar, Hainab Mochik, that means to say that which is erased. But if it's not erased, then it actually is valid as a Sefer. The Avagav Delay Parshan, although it doesn't say that it's specifically regarding Niyar Mochik, says Tyson, but Kadash Kham Hokha gonna be Sefer Torah. We find the same thing here regarding Sefer Torah. The Kachani in your stam that we say that just plain paper we say is invalid, but Umari Bamach, but that's as we proved that it's referring to when it's erased, could I mean Mesach the Sefer, like say Mesach the Sefer. So therefore it's not a contradiction to say the same thing regarding the Niyar that we say invalid by the Megillah of the Sefer. So this explained the reason why we don't say Mesach the Megillah that this form are written on Gvil in contrast to the Tvilna Mezuzahs that cannot be written on Gvil is because they don't have the same reason. And so to, and they themselves, Tvilna on Klav, and Mezuzah on Duchsustav. And Tosha brought Mesach the Sefer, and it sounds like that you're allowed to write a Sefer Torah on paper, as long as it's not erased. So then why doesn't it say that as another difference between that and Tvilna Mezuzahs? Tosha brought the Yerushalmi, it sounds like that, actually, no, Sefer Torah is not kosher on Niyar. Kedinik says, it begins with the Gemara, Hamaridin, but if you would be able to take downgraded, then Eisen, then you would be able to do that. So Tosha comes to explain, that how is it even possible to make a mezuzah out of a Sefer Torah? That is, the Brice abroad, that a Sefer Torah that gets rubbed out, you can't make a mezuzah out of it, because that would be downgrading the Kedusha from a Sefer Torah to mezuzah. But it sounds like if you would be able to, then it sounds like you would be able to. And that was the difficulty regarding what it's written on, regarding if it's klav or tachsustas. What Bava says this is, for a different reason, how is it possible? Avuk of the Parashat Vayim Shemaya, although the Parashat Vayim Shemaya in the Sefer Torah, is Rachim and Parashat Shemaz far away from the Parashat Shemaz? How would it even be possible in Mitzias to make a mezuzah from the Sefer Torah? So this is Eisen the comment. This says that you're going to make the mezuzah from the Sefer Torah. What it means to say is Hainushim Parashat Shemaz Ksum B'Sefer Amid. It ever happens to be Parashat Shemaz written at the end of a page. Yichtav Echarav Vayim Shemay Begil. You'll write after that Vayim Shemay in the margin. The other way. Let's say Bahayim Shema was on the top of the page, which Shema has to be before that. You're right on the margin. Parashema, you're right. It has to be continuous. And yeah, you can't, there was on two different places, but you can fill into the margin depending if one's on the top or on the bottom of the page. The next place, the Matzah says, begins the words of the Gemara, Hashdos, Lahachi, Bechula, now you came to this. Oh, okay. How is it possible to change the words of Rav, the opposite of what the original was said? And that's the Gemara had originally said. That Rav says the chsusis is like cloth. Just a cloth is kosher for tefillah, and so did the chsusis. The Gemara ultimately concludes and says, no, don't say the chsusis like cloth. Rather, now that we introduced the concept of the Gemara, we could say the opposite. Cloth is like the chsusis, just like the chsusis is kosher for mezuzah, so too is the cloth. What Baba says is, but Rav said the chsusis is like cloth. How can you have changing saying the exact opposite? Says Taisa Emery, the Reese says that actually the Muslim Rav, the teaching of Rav, stumma nishna beis emedra, we just taught unspecified, the cloth and the chsusis is shavim. That parchment and the chsusis are the same. Now, Bahoya Sabbath, the Gemara originally thought to say, Dilin Tfilin Kama, that was said we're going to Tfilin to say, but just like Tfilin is kosher and Klav, so it's kosher, the Sustas. The Gemara doesn't ultimately come out to resolve it, other Masak Hashem, until it comes out right now, that actually Dilin Mezuzah Kama. He actually was teaching regarding Mezuzah, but the other way around, to say that actually Klav is like the Sustas. And therefore comes out, says Taisa, but the title else, and then we have to now revise. This is what it originally taught in the Bryce, it says, Shinim Zeb is a puzzle, that when you deviate by this one's going to be a puzzle. Not like we had said that both are mezuzah, rather now based on what's saying it's EDVD on tefillin, they're both going on tefillin, that if you change and you write on the chsusis the apostle, but mezuzah actually would be kosher if you change up in the chsusis and write it on the cloth. And so to say the Mesugi Dar Kaim is the Gemara in Menachis, Azli Kafim Askan the Shmaitin goes like the conclusion that we're saying over here, that there it's explicit in the Gemara over there, that yes, EDVD is going on the tefillin, that they're apostle, but the mezuzah is actually kosher, also if it's written on the cloth.